the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to the Biz Talk with Score radio program. Hope you enjoyed the new intro. That's brand new. It's first time. So we've got that going on. Just as a reminder, it does give you the telephone numbers to give us a call if you have any questions for the show here and our guest. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host again this morning. My co-host Tony Bush is wandering around somewhere down south. We haven't heard from him for a couple of weeks. So if anybody does see him or hear from him, please let us know. We kind of miss him a little, but he's supposed to be back soon. My co-host this morning is going to be John Burns. John is one of our SCORE mentors. John, welcome this morning.
Good morning.
And John's been with us with SCORE. How long have you been a SCORE mentor?
I've been with SCORE just over 3 years, and I came to SCORE after retiring. I had just over 40 years in transportation, logistics, and warehousing. And what I did was pretty much all aspects, including marketing, strategic planning, and just general management.
So another broad-based SCORE mentor.
Exactly.
So if you have needs, by the way, remember, our mentoring is free, so we remind you to give us a call to sign up for a SCORE mentor during the week if you need some help. Our guest today, I'm going to be happy to introduce, is Josh Duclos. Josh is with the Business and Industry Services area of the Fox Valley Technical College. He is a key accounts manager. Josh, good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Randy. I'm happy to be with you.
Josh, you're kind of familiar with the Fox Cities. You want to tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got here?
Yeah, I'm delighted to do that. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with your listeners today. I've been a professional in the Fox Cities since 2007, sort of a non-traditional route that I took in my career. I started out as a professional fundraiser after about a five-year career in state government. I worked in government, worked for nonprofits, and
I could make a whole bunch of odd jokes or something about that.
I've heard so many of them.
That's kind of an interesting transition.
Yeah. But went to the nonprofit sector, did fundraising for a while, both in education and in basic needs. And in 2012, made the jump into economic development. My education actually includes a master's degree in public policy. And so when the opportunity came about, I joined the team at the Fox Cities Regional Partnership that was formed by the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce. And I was their first business retention person.
Right. That's where we first got together.
That's right. And a couple years ago, I appeared here on Biz Talk and got to talk a little bit about the services available through the Fox Cities Regional Partnership. Still a wonderful organization and actually works closely with the Business and Industry Services Division at Fox Valley Tech, providing services to local companies. Did that for a couple years, switched roles at the chamber, and just a few months ago actually made my way over to the college and have been really, really delighted with all the great people over there, the wonderful services that are provided to local employers, really focusing on how we can help them invest in their workers.
Okay, now we say the Fox Cities Technical College, you're actually located out of the Bordini Center?
That's right. My office is in the Bordini Center, which is across the street from the main campus most people would recognize. We do a lot of facilities rentals. That's where the venture center is housed, Fab Lab, other different facilities for the college. Our printing technology centers are over there. So that's where the Business and Industry Services Division is located. So when people are looking for us, not on the main campus, across the street.
Okay. And how would you kind of describe what your main goal or objective is?
Yeah. Personally, my goal and objective is to help people reach their highest potential. That's really my personal mission. I'm trying to make this community the best it can be, help individuals become the best they can be, and I have been blessed to find so many opportunities to do that here in the Fox Valley. It's a community that really cares about each other. Mm-hmm. Businesses care about their neighbors. They care about their employees. People want to help when there's a good cause. People come out and they invest. You know, they want to give. They give of themselves and they give everything they can to help make the community better. And I want to be a part of that. It's why I feel at home here.
Okay, you said, where were you from originally?
Originally from Slinger, Wisconsin.
Town down there.
Oh, yeah, okay. Bustling metropolis of 5,000.
Wonderful. Well, we're very glad to have you with us this morning. If anyone has any questions for Josh, we'll be getting into a little more detail as to exactly what services and activities they provide there at the Business and Industry Services area. And you can give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton or at 866-887-1150 on our toll-free line. If you have any questions for Josh or for myself or John, please give us a call. We're going to take a quick break right now and then get back, talk to Josh a little bit more about some of the things that they're doing there at the Tech. So I'll be happy to get back to you. My name is Randy Melzer. We are listening to Biz Talk with Score here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Albertson Hayling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hayling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hayling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
And every time it rains, pandas from heaven.
Don't
you know each cloud contains pandas from heaven?
And good morning and welcome back again to the Fox News Score Biz Talk Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. And to get those pennies from heaven, we want to try to help you figure out exactly how to work it better at being able to collect those rather than just being out there and hoping. Our guest today is Josh Duclo from the Fox Valley Technical College. We're going to be talking about the things that the Business and Industry Services section do. But first, I just want to take just a minute, mention a couple of things about SCORE so that you know a little bit about who we are. We are located here in the Fox Cities at the Fox Cities Chamber office in downtown Appleton. Right now we have a little over 55 volunteers who are involved in helping small businesses succeed. We service an 8-county area all the way down to the Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Green Lake area, as well as on the Calumet County side of the lake. So if you're out there looking for help to get your business started, have an idea but don't know where to go, looking for ways to get it off the ground, SCORE is the answer for you. We ask you to just go out to our website, which is the scorefoxcities.org website. Click on the request for a mentor, and we will put you together with one of our mentors in exactly the area that you're looking help for. And the best part of it is our mentoring is free. So again, anything that you're looking for, or if you've been in business for a while, need help, and trying to get your business going again, we have people who can help you with that area. One of the other areas we even work with is if you've been in business for a while and are thinking about looking for an exit strategy, we can help you with that. We have all kinds of specialists in the areas of IT, human relations, the wonderful world of cash flow, marketing, any of those things that you might need help with. So again, the best way to contact us is to go out to the website at www.scorefoxcities.org. We look forward to hearing from you. And now I'm going to get back to our guest, Josh. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Business and Industry Services Group?
It's a part of Fox Valley Technical College, as you mentioned, and every tech college district in Wisconsin has a business and industry services area. Some of them are pretty small. Mm-hmm. Others, like the one at Fox Valley Tech, are pretty big. We're actually the largest in the state. We do more contracts and business with employers than any other district in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And that's because it's something that has been a priority as an investment of the college. They know that the best way for their graduates to mm-hmm. have employment opportunities is for them to have strong partnerships with the employers in the area. Okay. And, you know, we're so proud that we can claim over a 90% graduate placement rate. Wow. That's because our students, when they graduate, they've got the skills to compete for jobs, and the employers know that students coming out of the technical college are really prepared to work.
Yeah, Josh, when you say business partnerships, could you describe a little bit about what those might entail?
Absolutely. One of the areas we work a lot with is manufacturers. As your listeners probably know, Northeast Wisconsin, Wisconsin in general, has double the concentration of manufacturing as the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. It's a big part of our local economy. And so it's a big part of Fox Valley Tech and the business and industry services area. So the business partnership takes the form of a company like Miller Electric that makes welding equipment. They want to make sure that their customers have lots of qualified employees.
Sure.
And so they help the college keep up with cutting edge technology so that our graduates know and are trained on the latest equipment. And so Miller's customers right. who buy their welding equipment then have a good source of employees who are trained on Miller equipment. Mm-hmm. And so when new machines come out, the latest, greatest welding equipment, Miller makes sure that the college has access to that technology. So it's a really big win for our students because they're getting trained on the latest equipment. It's a big win for our instructors. Mm-hmm. They're up to speed on the latest in their industry. And it's a win for all the employers in the area who have a great pool of employees to choose from.
Do you go out and recruit employers for this kind of a package?
You know, that kind of relationship seems to develop organically.
Okay.
It might start with a relationship through the business and industry area. It might even be a former Fox Valley Tech student, a graduate, mm-hmm. who then goes into business and knows of the relationships that the college has with business, and then they'll talk to their employer and say, hey, we really need to tap into that resource.
Okay, so they give you the need, and then you come up, you go to work on putting together the curriculum and the program.
That's right, and areas like transportation, we've got good relationships with J.J. Keller. They do a great job of helping to fund a lot of our transportation programs. Mm-hmm. Healthcare, machining, lots of those high demand areas.
Right.
The big employers in the area want to invest in making sure that they've got the employees that they need, and that means investing at that educational level, that technical ed, which is so important.
How large an area do you serve near the valley?
Fox Valley Technical College covers a district that goes from about Waupaca all the way over to Wrightstown mm-hmm. on the east side of Outagamie County, and down all the way through Calumet County. And it also includes the Oshkosh area. We've got a fantastic partnership facility in Oshkosh with Fabco, and they are training diesel repair engineers, so to service and repair large construction equipment.
Right.
And again, Fabco, which rents that equipment to contractors, they make sure that that facility has the latest equipment so that the students are learning the most up-to-date technologies and techniques so that when they're going out to compete for jobs, they are up to speed.
You sound like you have a fantastic partnership going with some of these people. And just goes to show, too, what we have in the Valley, the wonderful industries that we do have or are so willing to help.
That's absolutely right, Randy. We couldn't do it without them.
Yeah, Josh, do they have interns? Do these companies provide intern positions?
Yeah. One thing that's important, I'm glad you asked that question. The Business and Industry Services Division, we do not work with placing students. Okay. So we don't do internships or things like that, but we've got an employment connections office in the main campus that does work with students and places interns, helps them get find those employment opportunities mm-hmm. after graduation. And so Employment Connections is the part of the college where if you're seeking an intern, if you have openings and you need to fill them, that's something that Employment Connections would work on. If you are looking for training opportunities for your existing employees, that's where Business and Industry Services comes in. And we'll talk a little bit later on about how we can make those training opportunities really affordable through leveraging grant opportunities, state grant dollars from the technical college system and other areas.
I know you're very familiar with when it comes to recruiting industry into the area here. That's one of your main backgrounds. How does a program like this play to the recruiters who are talking to industries about coming to the Valley?
Yeah, the technical college is really one of the biggest assets we have in attracting new industry to the area. And we've heard that the Fox Cities Regional Partnership has hosted multiple site selection consultant tours. Mm-hmm. They bring these site selectors into town. And over again, we hear that mm-hmm. the technical college here is unlike anything they've ever seen in the country.
I have had the opportunity to listen to the wrap-up programs that they've done, and you guys, when you were doing that, wined and dined them, took them out to Packer games and everything else, and yet when it came down to what's the thing that most impressed you about the Fox River Valley, the answer was always the same. The Fox Valley Technical College, the most amazing things that you guys do.
Well, and I think the real asset there is every employer knows they need trained, skilled workers.
Okay.
And it's either on them to spend the money to train those workers, or they can have a partner like a technical college. And Fox Valley Tech is really at the leading edge of training workers for the jobs of today and tomorrow, and really partnering with business like we talked about before to make sure that those employees are ready to work from day one.
Okay, sounds like some great programs, Josh. If anybody out there has some questions about the rest of the programs, we'll be talking to Josh Duclo from the Fox Valley Technical College. Give us a call at 281-1150 or at 866-887-1150 if you have any questions. And you are listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton Market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Well, and good morning again, and welcome back to the Biz Talk Show. My name is Randy Melzer. My co-host today is John Burns from SCORE, and we are talking to Josh Duclo of the Fox Valley Tech about what the Business and Industry Services program does. I'm just going to take a quick second, speaking of services and so on, to just mention some of the things we have going at SCORE besides the mentoring program. As you know, we also do a number of seminars throughout the year. We have a couple of things coming up I want to mention real quickly. The first one is going to be a cooperative program that we have with CAP Services. It's going to be on social media. That program is going to be held on August the 19th up in Black Creek. You're invited to come. It is going to be a free program. It's going to run from 6 until 8 and discuss how to use social media for your business. The best way, again, although it's a free program, we would ask that you please register at the foxcities.score.org website. Go on out there and check in. Take a look at that particular program. The other one I want to mention is we're going to be doing our Simple Steps program coming up in the near future. The first class on that program is going to be held on the 19th of September. Again, I'd ask you to please take a look out at the website. The program is going to be held at, there we go. Now I see what's wrong. I got two sheets in front of me here. Okay, the program is going to be held on September the 23rd at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop right downtown Appleton. We'd ask you again to go out and register. That particular first program is going to be free, and it's on business basics, what I need to know to start my business. And then there will be four additional sessions. They'll be in the evenings from 6 to 9, held at the SCORE offices, covering all the various other areas of business, including marketing, financial projections, funding, and all of those types of things. So again, if you would, go on out to our website. That would be at the foxcities.score.org website to be able to register for those programs. And we recommend you check that website periodically just to see what we have coming up, because we always put up some very good programs on there. The one more bit of housekeeping yet I want to do, and that is a very quick thank you to our sponsors, the people that make it possible for us to bring you this show every week. First of all, thank you to the Fox Communities Credit Union, a longtime sponsor of ours, who are very business oriented here in the Valley, help you small businesses with all of your needs. We'd also like to thank Albertson Hailing CPAs, accountant firm here operating out of both Nina and Green Bay, again to help your business be able to keep track of things for your taxes and all the rest of the accounting needs. A new sponsor we have is Legal Business Edge. That's Sarah DeBruin. She has the legal expertise to help small businesses get all of the things that they need done in the area of legal work that you need. Another fine sponsor, Bank First National. Their new building is going up over on Wisconsin Avenue, hopefully opening later this year. We want to remind you again, they're an SBA lender and also involved a lot in the business community here in the Valley. Another quick thank you to Candero Marketing. They're the people who have put together the BizTalk website that we have. And by the way, you'll be able to listen to our shows. They're archived on that website, so you can pick them up if you want to listen to them again or miss the Saturday presentation. Or if you're on the road, you can actually pick up the program on the website there as a podcast. So check that out for us. And then finally, a big thank you to the people at the Business News. That is a periodical here in the Fox Cities that covers all of the business activities throughout the area, all of the different chamber activities, what's happening, who's in business. And again, that periodical comes out every 2 weeks. We'd ask you to think about a subscription to that. It's only $20 a year. And for anybody who in business who wants to stay aware of what's happening, they are an excellent resource for you. So again, thank you to all the sponsors. They're the ones who provide us the ability to stay on the air and bring the program to you. And, of course, that brings us to where I'm supposed to be, which is to bring the program to you. So with that said, our guest today is Josh Duclos, and we're talking about the things that are available to business and industry through the Fox Valley Tech. Josh, you want to tell us a little bit more about the actual products, the substance of what your group does?
Yeah. Our product line falls into about four major categories. The first is assessments. Okay. So this would be if you are hiring and you need to narrow your field of candidates and you want to do that in an objective way. We've got literally hundreds of tests that can be administered on our, we administer those tests, mm-hmm. and you send your candidates to us. They take the test, we score them, and then you can see objectively how these candidates measure up against one another on certain sets of skills.
Okay.
So that can help to narrow the field a little bit. These days, I know when places are hiring, they tend to get mm-hmm. a lot of candidates. And so this can be a nice way to narrow that field down to those people who are really the most equipped and skilled to do the job that you're hiring for.
How do I start that kind of a conversation with you?
Yeah, the best place to go is really to our website. So you can go to the Fox Valley Technical College website, fvtc.edu, and you'll want to find the Business and Industry Services. So you can search for BIS assessments, and that would take you right to the assessments page. But okay. BIS is the initials for Business and Industry Services, and that's the part of the website where you're going to find all the products I can talk about. And assessments is just one of those.
Okay. And they contact you direct?
To contact me directly, my direct line is 831-4374 or Duclo, DUKELOW, at fvtc.edu. And I'm happy to take any phone calls. I work with the assessments area as well as many other parts of the Business and Industry Services Division.
Okay, one of the ones that we've talked about a little bit was the Fab Lab. People are aware of that, I hope.
Yeah.
Fantastic resource out there.
Really.
How are you involved with that?
Yeah, I'm really helping to promote that, to raise awareness of that, and help those folks who might benefit from the opportunity to work with 3D printing, shop bots, some design software, vinyl cutters. There's really, it's about fabrication. It's about bringing your ideas into the physical world and being able to test those products and test and see if that business, that product is something that there might be a market for.
You mentioned two things that you have there. One is the 3D printer. The other you said was a shop bot.
The shop bot. This is a really big machine. If you think about a 3D printer as adding layer upon layer to build something up,
right.
The shop bot takes a large piece of wood or foam and takes material away.
Okay.
So it's deductive manufacturing. Where a 3D printer is additive manufacturing.
Right, okay.
And so you can produce a product, a shape, anything you can design in the software, this machine can go and create just by removing material from a large block.
Okay.
Yeah. Josh, are these, or is this done with Fox Valley Tech employees, or is it done with company employees that come in and use the lab?
We have experts on staff at the college who actually will help you learn the design software, who will help you learn how to use the machines, and we've got programs and courses where you can sort of dip your toe into the water. Explore the Fab Lab is actually a free program we offer several times a year, and that's a chance to come and just kind of see the machines being used, talk to the staff, share your idea, and see if it's something that might be worth pursuing. And then you can talk a little more about how you might purchase access to those machines and use the equipment.
Yeah, Josh, could you give us an example of something that was manufactured either in the 3D printing or the other machine that people might recognize?
Yeah. One of the things that's the most fun to see that is done in the Fab Lab is we do a guitar camp where young people, literally 10, 12, 15-year-old kids, come in and they build a guitar themselves. They build a guitar themselves. Yeah, say that again. This is an opportunity for young people to come in who have an interest. Maybe their interest is in music, or maybe their interest is in woodworking. They have a chance to come in and learn the design software. They paint these guitars themselves. They lay the frets in the neck. I mean, they do everything themselves. And this camp, it's about 4 weeks long. They are in that Fab Lab for 8 hours a day, and not 5 days a week, but they're in there every week for 4 to 6 weeks. This is a really cool opportunity for young people to really get a hands-on experience. You know, there's all this talk about STEM education.
Sure.
That's where the Fab Lab really, the rubber meets the road, is in that guitar building camp. And so that's a really cool opportunity. We're exploring opportunities to do other kinds of workshops like that, like a jewelry making workshop would be an opportunity to let your imagination run wild, get your hands on the design software and build something that you think would be beautiful with your own hands, and then you take it home.
Fascinating. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you have some special programs that we were talking about a little bit. You call it workforce advancement training.
Yeah.
You tell us about that and what you're doing in that area.
Yeah, this goes to those other products that we offer. The other product lines that we have, real simply is a facilities rental. In the Bordini Center, we are the touch point for if you want to use a room, hold a meeting. We've got that to offer.
You also have the there's a computer lab in there.
Computer labs.
Various other things that you have available.
Yeah, that's right. And so all of those facilities rentals can be done through our office. We also offer extensive seminars, which is if you have an interest in something, you want to learn more. We've got 18 categories of seminars, each of which has a dozen or more offerings underneath it. And so those seminars are offered at various times throughout the year. These are things that go from communication skills, sales skills, all the way to OSHA compliance and technical skills on that level. So seminars is another thing we do. And then the fourth product is customized training.
Okay.
And this is really the bread and butter of what we do, where we make our programs work for the specific needs of any employer.
Okay.
They come to us, they tell us the kind of training they're looking to do, the kind of outcomes they're looking for. For example, you know, they've got a whole shift and they want this shift to work better as a team. Okay, well, we can put together communication classes and team building classes and leadership classes in a sequence in such a way that our experts would deliver that's going to bring that workforce up a level that's going to increase productivity, it's going to increase teamwork, and it's going to make that company more profitable.
Okay. Do I have to be a large company to use this?
We work with companies of all sizes.
Okay.
And it's particularly advantageous with those Watt grants you talked about, the Workforce Advancement Training Grants. WAT is Watt grant. And that is a grant offered specifically through the technical college system. So you can only access those dollars by working with a tech college and through their business and industry services division.
Tell us a little bit more about how that works, because we have a lot of clients out there for SCORE who the first thing they talk to us about is, can you get us a grant?
Yeah.
They're few and far between, and you really have to know what you're doing to get them. What is this particular type of grant used for?
Yeah, we organize grant applications around a theme. And that theme, for example, could be Lean Six Sigma.
Okay.
And so any kind of company or employer who's looking to implement lean practices and techniques in their business could let us know of that interest. We, as the Business Industry Services Division, we aggregate that demand. We bring all of those employers together, and we write one grant that outlines the courses that would teach those workers those Six Sigma and Lean skills.
Okay.
And then over the course of a year, we deliver those classes to those workers. And so we're really the middleman here. Yeah. We're bringing the employers together because we need, you know, 12, 15, 20 people in order to put on a seminar. We can't offer these seminars to two and three people at a time. So one employer might have 2, 5, 6 people.
Okay.
Well, we've got to find 2, 3, 4, 5 employers who have a few people, and we bring them all together. We offer those classes, and typically the grant will cover about half of the cost of those training opportunities. And so we've got a Lean Six Sigma grant. We have a critical core skills communication grant.
Okay.
And then we've got a manufacturing grant. And so those three, we at Fox Valley Tech put on pretty much every year. There's no guarantee we're going to get them every year, but we've been really successful in leveraging those grants and serving. We serve over 100 employers.
What sources do you use for the instructors, that type of thing?
We've got adjunct faculty that we employ through the college, and those are experts. They've been teaching these classes for years, and if the group training setting isn't appealing, the customized training is really the best way to go. And that's the opportunity to take a class and really refine the teachings so that it appeals directly to the needs of that employer.
Okay.
And really there, the way I try to describe it is when you're doing a seminar or coming to a grant, you're buying a seat in a class. If you do customized training, you are buying the instructor's time.
Right.
They are going to customize that. We can offer it at your facility or ours at the time you want it offered, on the time frame you want offered. If we would offer it over 4 weeks, but you want it done in a week, we can get that done in a week. And we will work with you to make sure we can meet the needs that you've got.
Okay, so to get the ball rolling, they call you at what number?
Yeah, I can be reached directly at 920-831-4374. Uh-huh. And the opportunity to get involved in these grants is really a good one. I did want to mention specifically to the BizTalk listeners and potential SCORE clients, we are putting together a new Watt grant specifically for the needs of small business.
Wonderful.
And we're going to tailor the offerings within that grant to both the owners and leaders of the business to help develop their skills, but also offer courses and training for the workers at those companies. So this might be sales skills, communication skills, all kinds of skills skills, even something like Microsoft Excel
or
Photoshop, different things like that, the kind of skills that can help to boost the bottom line of a business.
So if I have a business with, just say, maybe two or three employees, and one of them is in sales, and I'm trying to upgrade his skills, you would have a program that we'd be able to talk to you about.
Most definitely. And if you're a member of one of the local business associations, so a Chamber of Commerce or Future NENA, the Appleton Northside Business Association, organizations like that, you'll be receiving a survey in the next week that is going to poll the interest of what kinds of classes you'd like to see. We're going to put a lot of offerings together, and we're going to see where the demand exists. And once we aggregate that demand, we're going to be able to offer those trainings at a significant savings to businesses of all sizes. We've tried to do these small business training grants before, and we have trouble aggregating that demand.
Mm-hmm.
So we are taking a new approach and working with our partners at the Chambers of Commerce, at the different business organizations, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we're going to make sure that we can bring all the training needs that exist together. And if we can't fit it into the grant, we can work with you on a seminar or customized training as well.
Okay.
And so there's opportunities for everybody.
And it sounds like also we have an opportunity for SCORE where we can get involved with you guys too, because like I said, we have over 50 experts
sure.
in just about every field. So, and we've worked with your ESEED program. We have instructors in that area.
I was just going to mention that the Venture Center is another part of where I'm working with small businesses.
Okay.
They can help develop a business plan. They can help refine a business model. The Venture Center is a huge asset here, actually celebrating their 15th anniversary.
Wow.
This is the 15 years since the founding of ESEED. And one of the exciting things we're doing is we are recording the ESEED curriculum so that we can offer it online, on demand, all over the world.
Wow.
And we're licensing that to other educational organizations, other schools around the country, so that they can offer the ESEED product to entrepreneurs in their neighborhoods, so that we can really foster this entrepreneurial culture that I think is really the key to economic recovery. New business startups is really the key to getting our economy going. And so the small business owners that work with SCORE, that work with the Venture Center, that are listening to BizTalk right now, those are the people who are going to ensure that our economy keeps going.
Okay, well, we're talking to Josh Duclo from the Fox Valley Tech, who are representing the business and industry services of the tech. We're going to take a quick break, be back to wrap things up on the BizTalk show. You're listening to the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Biz Talk Radio Show. If you guys want to be rich, you're going to have to work on it. And we're talking to Josh Duclo from the Fox Valley Technical College about how to help you get to be that way with education. So, Josh, we were talking a little bit, you said, about the Workforce Advancement Training Program. You have a survey that you're going to do. Could you go a little more detail on that and what exactly people are need to do?
Yeah, we are at the Business and Industry Services Division. We're working with local business associations, chambers of commerce, other groups, to survey their members and the businesses that they serve in order to figure out what kind of training those businesses would be most interested in providing. And we're looking at training both for the business owner and for their employees.
Okay.
We know that business owners oftentimes get really caught up in working in their business
right.
and don't have the time always to work on growing their business. So we want to help to offer the opportunity to invest in themselves and also invest in their workers. What we're doing is we're asking employers to tell us through this survey tool
mm-hmm.
that's going to be delivered from the chambers and other organizations, tell us what kind of training you'd be most interested in. And what we'll do is take the results of that training. By filling out the survey, you are not committing yourself to anything.
Right.
It doesn't cost you anything but a couple of minutes to take the survey. It's very short. And we were looking to see what training would be most of interest to businesses in the area.
So trying a little bit to get ahead of the game for a change instead of always chasing the tail here.
That's right. And we know that we don't have the capacity to go talk to every small business in the area.
Right.
So by working through the associations, the chambers and other groups, we know that we can have a much greater reach. So they're going to help us identify the demand. We at the college will then put together those trainings that have the greatest demand,
okay,
and we'll reach back out to those people who identified that as a need. We'll write this grant, and we can then bring dollars into the community to cover about half the cost of those training opportunities. And so this is a great way for employers to find opportunities to invest in their existing workers and in themselves and do so affordably.
Okay.
Josh, let's say we have listeners that really aren't part of these groups that you talked about. If they wanted to get involved and take the survey and that type of thing, how would they do that?
Yeah, the best way for someone who isn't involved in an association to register their interest and their demand would be to email me. And I've got the link to the survey. I can send that to them, and they can participate that way. My email address is duklow@fvtc.edu. And again, my last name is spelled D-U-K-E. L-O-W, Duke Low, at fvtc.edu.
Okay. When is that program going to be hitting the streets?
Yeah, we're going to be sending that survey link out this week. We're hoping to get the results back before the end of the month. We can get that application written. We are hoping to offer training later this fall. And again, this would be on the kind of timing that works best for small businesses. We can put these together. Some of these courses might be 3 hours in an afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Others might be a more involved training that might be, 8 hours a day, 1 day a week for 4 weeks. But you're really going to go away with some great content. We've got examples of the programs, some of the things from the Venture Center, like marketing made lean.
Mm-hmm.
You figure out how you can market most cost effectively and reach your audience in the best way possible. We've got offerings that will build your leadership skills. We've got communication skill development, technical skills like software programs. There's really, it almost runs soup to nuts, the kind of offerings that we have for businesses.
Fantastic. A terrific resource and a partner to the SCORE group, too. We work very closely with you guys and try to as much as we can.
Yeah.
Brings us around to that one part of this program every week, where we ask our guests to give us a biz tip. What's your little nugget of wisdom for the people out there?
Yeah, I know that employers are facing a really tough time right now hiring skilled people. The need for workers is greater than the availability of the workers you want to hire.
Yeah, we hear about this skills gap.
Yeah, and it's getting to the point where it's not even just the skills, it's the literal people. There's just not enough people out there to fill these jobs. And so the tip I have is it is actually more cost effective to invest in the employees you already employ than it is to go through the process of trying to look for and hire somebody from outside.
Okay.
So that's where training and investing in workforce development of the people you already have, it sounds, when you look at the price tag, it might look a little expensive, but it's really a lot cheaper than going out, posting a job, and thinking you're going to find the person with that exact skill set you're looking for. That can really be a costly process.
Okay,
so we really encourage employers to think about investing in the workers that they have.
Fantastic way to go. You know, that one, don't reinvent it. Use what you have best. Well, Josh, I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning, learning a lot about what's going on out at Fox Valley Tech and the role that you're now playing out there. And I wish you a lot of luck. You said it's been, 3 months now?
3 months on the job. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners about what we're doing. The Fox Valley Technical College's Business and Industry Services Division is one of the most successful in the state, and we want to keep it that way. So we are ready to serve all your listeners, and they can reach me directly the way that I told you.
Okay, well, fantastic, Josh. We appreciate that. You've been listening to the Biz Talk radio show here. My name is Randy Melzer. I want to thank my guest host, John Burns. John, good to have you with us this morning.
Yeah, it's been great.
Okay, now I'm going to head back and get some rest because I didn't get in from the conference I was at until 2:45 this morning. So it's been fun staying awake and talking to everybody. We'll see you all next week. This is the Biz Talk radio show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.